Radio Shema Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm really glad you joined us to see what the Word of God will tell us today. I have a very important topic to discuss with you today. I want to spend a little time on the subject of how to manage your thought life. There are very few things that affect us as much as the way we think. That determines our entire approach to life. There is a type of therapy called cognitive behavioral therapy that says we tend to feel and behave as a result of how we think. So, if we want to change our behavior patterns, we first must change our thought patterns. The Bible teaching about managing thoughts is liberating and very important. That is why the Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 10:5, "We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ." Your question then might be, how do I do that? How do I take my thoughts captive? How can I control my thoughts? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's take a look at how to manage your thoughts and how to make your thinking obedient to Christ. First, let's talk about the problem. The problem in managing our thoughts is that they are largely buried just beneath our conscious awareness. We may not even know what they are much of the time. Our thought life contains a massive collection of information. Our beliefs, values, attitudes, opinions, that we have accumulated through the years and stored away in our minds. We use these thoughts to give meaning to our outer social, physical, and spiritual world. Some of the stored information is accurate, and some is probably a distorted view of reality. That is why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 4:4, "The God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." Again, Paul emphasized the importance of managing our thoughts in Romans 12:2, when he said, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." So let me give you a very practical method you can use to control and tame those distorted thoughts that gallop through your mind causing havoc. I use it often and have found it very helpful. Write out your thoughts. The first step of the Bible teaching about managing our thoughts is to identify that internal dialogue or automatic self-talk that lurks below our conscious level. To gather those racing thoughts, get a sheet of paper and begin to write. Don't censor your thoughts at this point. Write down everything and anything that comes to mind, the good, bad, and even the ugly. Do not evaluate, monitor, or change. Just write. Dump out all your thoughts on that piece of paper. You see, the problem is, we can never hope to manage our thoughts if we don't know what they are. Step two of managing our thoughts is to evaluate those beliefs and thoughts captured on that piece of paper. Identify the distortions and illogical, self-defeating thoughts. Then compare your thoughts with what the Bible says. Are they accurate or distorted from God's point of view? Have you discovered any sins that need to be confessed, attitudes that need to change, behavior to correct, relationships to restore? Chances are you will find many things and thought patterns that need to be changed. I know I do when I go through this exercise. Each time you do apply this process, just pick a few things to change. Step three in the teaching about managing our thoughts involves proving to yourself why those wrong thoughts are really wrong. One way I approach it is to write out all the evidence for and against each thought that collides with reality. I use this method with many of the people I counsel. So many people are absolutely miserable as a result of believing thoughts that are absolutely false. A person with panic attacks is a good example. With panic attacks, people often become terrified about things that are absolutely false. A person with panic attacks is a good example. With panic attacks, people often become terrified about things that are absolutely false. Their heart starts racing from anxiety. They may get dizzy and start perspiring heavily, all because they fear something that does not need to be feared. Maybe they had a bad experience in the past that has left them afraid of anything related to that event. An example might be of a person that was in a car accident several years ago. As a result of that accident, they are now afraid of all cars or traffic. In their thinking, they become convinced that they will certainly die or at least be hurt terribly if they get around cars or traffic at all. They may even become afraid to go outside at all, since cars and traffic are outside. I have counseled people that have lost their jobs and become totally isolated inside their house because of such an irrational fear. Of course, there is always a risk of harm, no matter what we are doing. But this is a good example of how our distorted thinking can really destroy our life. I encourage people to memorize at least one Bible verse concerning the distorted thought they are having, and then to confess that verse when the distorted thought tries to steal their peace. For example, consider those distorted thoughts that can cause depression if we are overly self-critical. Every time a thought of self-condemnation pops up, you counter back with something like, "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." That's in Romans 8:1. Paul even used this method against depression's crazy logic when he wrote, "If God is for us, who is against us? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies." That's in Romans 8:31 and 33. Of course, the goal is to stop thinking those distorted thoughts. So how do you stop thinking something? If you try to not think of something, you will likely just end up thinking about it more. What would you be thinking about if I told you not to think about a bright red juicy apple? The next step for managing our thoughts is to substitute new, biblical, positive, and accurate thoughts. Think of yourself as a lawyer making a case for your new attitude about your situation. Repeat the new thoughts several times with heartfelt conviction. Believe them to be true. Repeat several times those Bible verses and principles that counteract the false thoughts you have been struggling with. Paul emphasized this principle of positive thoughts when he wrote in Philippians 4:8, "Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence, and if anything worthy of praise, let your mind dwell on these things." Let me encourage you to make this process part of your prayer life. God is very happy to help you get your mind thinking the truth about what you are facing in your life. The best thing we can do is to ask Him for His help. Confess your sin, admit your weakness, and express your need for help. Ask God for strength, wisdom, guidance, and better understanding. Paul said to pray with thanksgiving when afflicted with thoughts of worry and anxiety. He wrote in Philippians 4:6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." The Bible teaching about managing our thoughts teaches that you and I need training. Thoughts just stay thoughts unless you invest work and effort that translate them into action. Write out your goals and action plans, visualize them, and then implement the steps towards your goals. I talk to my patients about the difference between dreams and goals. Dreams are just nice things that we hope will happen someday. Goals are specific things we want to accomplish by a specific time. Goals are measurable, so you can monitor exactly what progress you are making. It is also important that you practice the new thoughts and behaviors you are wanting to accomplish. Make sure you are practicing the right things. You may want to get someone you trust to be an accountability partner with you. Make sure it is someone that will tell you the truth, even when it is difficult. Follow Paul's instructions in Philippians 4:9 when he says, "The things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. The final step in the Bible teaching about managing our thoughts is to pass on to others what you found helpful in your own life. By your example, encouragement, and instruction, you influence others for good. A better quality of life emerges for yourself, your family, friends, church, and community, and greater glory to God. Well, thank you so much for joining me today as we studied how to make sure our thought life is helping us live a life pleasing to God. I encourage you to invite someone to listen with you next time. In the meantime, God bless you and have a great day.